We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Every Monday, we do a three and out about your Minnesota Gophers, the Johnnies, and the Tommies. Tommies, of course, the other D1 football team in the state of Minnesota. The Johnnies, I don't care what the NCAA thinks. They're still the best Division III team in the state, even though they were not invited to the NCAA Division III tournament. It's a mistake. And Bethel will go because Bethel wound up winning the conference in the playoff. And unfortunately, the Johnnies did lose. Was it Concordia that beat them? And the Bethel beat Concordia. But they still had two quality wins against good ranked opponents, Trinity and Bethel. And that should have been enough to get them into the tournament because they could do some damage in there. But unfortunately, they won't be in. And that, I think it's, I don't know if travesty is too strong a word. Probably is, but it's wrong. They should be in, Jeff.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and this is, you know, back to the days when St. Thomas was D3. This was, they ended up in this position a couple times, but it's just very frustrating the way that, for listeners that aren't familiar, the FCF playoffs, for the D3 playoffs, are done like a bracket, like in basketball, and all these conference winners get automatic berths in the playoffs. And there's only four at-large bids. So for a team like St. John's they had a tough non-conference schedule. Like you mentioned, they played Trinity. They beat them, but they lost to University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. And so they had one non-conference loss. And then, of course, they beat Bethel, the team that's in the playoffs as the conference champion. They beat them in the regular season. But unfortunately, they lost to Gustavus.
Oh, Gustavus it was, yeah.
They end up with two losses. They ended up with the conference loss. Somehow, I think it's Bethel was in the other, the MIAC is split into two divisions.
Yep.
And so somehow Bethel and Gustavus ended up playing each other for the MIAC championship.
Well, because they are in different divisions.
Yeah. Bethel beats Gustavus. Bethel gets the automatic bid. Johnnies are hoping for one of the four at-large bids, and for whatever reason, the NCAA didn't award it to them. They put them in, put others. I think Cole was in there, Wheaton was in there. There's two other schools.
Cole, Wheaton, come on. Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, Whitewater could wind up winning the championship. That's a good team.
Whitewater has won it many times in the past. Where there was a while there, Bob, where I think St. John's broke up the monotony of either Mount Union or Whitewater winning it for like a decade. And then the Johnnies got their national title in there somewhere in there. It's frustrating. It's almost like they're penalized for playing tough non-conference opponents.
Yes. Cause if they'd played a cupcake in not Whitewater, they'd be in.
Yeah. Right.
That's wrong. Yeah. These idiots. Anyway, tell you what, though, if you're a Gopher fan, you don't have to worry about this ever happening because you're not going to go to the college football championships. This team is in such disarray. They lose to a bad Purdue team. P.J. Fleck, I mean, he's not going anywhere because I've touched on this earlier. Mark Coyle, the athletics director, he'll probably give him another extension. Gave him an extension last December. They need to get the broom out and get rid of Coyle and Fleck. Because Flex, he's not bringing in enough good enough talent to win, even against the bad teams.
I think the problem is less Fleck and more Coyle, Bob. And the more I think about it, this whole NIL thing is a real problem. Either the university needs to figure that out, or they need to look at maybe they shouldn't be in the Big Ten anymore. Because they're not going to compete with teams like Ohio State and Michigan or these Pac-10 teams that are coming in USC and UCLA.
Washington and Oregon, come on. These teams are
if they don't modernize their program and what they're doing, this is going to be a continued problem.
Okay, but here's the problem. This is on Fleck. He's the big guy, he's rah 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 guy. How about getting out there and rah rah rahing the corporate group that would provide NIL money? That's on him too, and it's on Coyle. both of them should be doing that, and instead of complaining about it. Hey, if you had NIL money, you're not going to tell me that you would be undefeated now and battling, you know, for the top spot. This is a mediocre program with, quite frankly, a mediocre coach, because he's getting outcoached in these games. Purdue and Illinois do not have much, you know, better talent. They're in the same boat as the same boat that the Gophers are rowing, to borrow a phrase.
So these last 2 weeks have been very disappointing. You and I talked a few weeks ago about we were talking at that point of could they possibly, I mean, they were being talked about as possible Big Ten West champs.
Yeah.
And, you know, we joked about how that all it meant was they're going to lose to Michigan or Ohio State, but still, and you know, of the four games left, the one that we identified as a problem was Ohio State. And here they had a problem with Illinois. They've had a problem with
Hey, I'll tell you what. They lost to Iowa. I don't care what you say. That kid, that was not a fair catch he made. He had a return of it, but they got lucky with that one. They should have lost to Iowa, too. And
good
I'm
point.
Just – here's where I'm a little – I mean, the whole Fleck thing. Running out on the field before his players. He puts himself ahead of his team. Well, if you're going to do that, then get yourself out there and get NIL money for your kids. And then he did the body surfing after they beat Iowa, where he dove on top of his players' hands. And they – you know, it's – the guy's a little whacked when it comes to the enthusiasm that he has. Hey, I'm all for being enthusiastic, but that goes a lot better when you're a winning program. And you know what? Was he 8-4 last year? You're playing cupcakes too last year. This is not a. He had 1 year where I'll tell you what, that's impressive, and he had it with players that he inherited early on. I mean, what has he done himself? He should be bringing in when you recruit. The NIL money should not come into play when you're recruiting. You're recruiting your program. Get some top players in here, because if players are good enough, the NIL money is going to come to them.
Yeah, something's got to change, because it's just they seem to be, even their best years, they seem to be they're still a tier below the elite programs in the conference.
And they will be. They're going to be more than a tier below when these Pac-12 teams come in. It'll be several tiers below them. All right, let's move on to your Tommies. They can't play in a tournament for, you know, play in any type of a championship tournament for what? They have 3 years left because it was a 5-year.
Yeah. It's 3 years. This is their third year playing in D1, and they've got 5-year postseason ban.
I thought it was their second. Is their third already? Holy cow.
The third already. So they beat San Diego in overtime on Saturday. They'll end up, I think, even if they win next week, the best they can hope for is a tie for second place. Looks like Drake's going to win the Pioneer League title. So FCS is like D3. It's the bracket thing, like basketball.
Okay.
So Drake will get the conference bid, and the Tommy season will be done. But, you know, there's some good things and bad things about their season this year. I mean, obviously the loss to Drake was unfortunate, but, you know, Drake is better than what they've been in previous years. The one thing that I think they continue to struggle with is in that non-conference season, they always schedule an opponent from a scholarship division, because the Pioneer League is non-scholarship, and they haven't fared well against those.
But you know what?
Teams.
Now's the time to do it when you can't get a postseason bid. Then you go to the.
I totally agree. But I'm just saying, as a barometer of where the program is, you know, I've seen talk. People get frustrated with the Gophers and start talking about Tommies and the Gophers. The Tommies haven't beaten the scholarship division opponent yet, so they're still building.
Yes,
so.
But Jeff, they have not played the Gophers.
That's true.
So that could. All right.
We'll see. You know, they've got their big test is they play NDSU in 2025. So they got, I forget who they play, who's going to be their scholarship division opponent this next year, but then the year after they'll be playing NDSU.
And that's a good barometer. All right. Now, 3-and-out with football. I got a 1-and-out with rugby. St. John's University rugby team going for the third year in a row to the regionals. They basically, it's the Sweet 16 of college, small college rugby, because it is a small college division they're in. And I want to give a tip of the cap to their coach, Tammy Cowan. She is the only woman not to win just one, but she's won two national championships coaching a men's team. No woman has ever done that, won national championships with a men's team at any division. They won one of their national titles. They beat Duke when they weren't breaking it up into small colleges. And beyond that, there's only one person at St. John's with more national titles in the history of that school and their programs, and that would be a guy named John Gilardi. So a tip of the cap to Tammy Cowan and her program. And I'm not just saying that because my son's one of the players on the team. But it is it's a fun thing. We'll be in St. Louis watching them play. They win two games. They go on to the Nationals in Houston. They did that 2 years ago. Got knocked out in the regionals last year. So we'll see how it goes. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone.